rich. So Baba is my world. Even just read it again, everyone. Not now, later on perhaps. If it is officially you are reading it, you would get today's answer, the essence of the Murli, completely automatically. Shall I read it again? Give me one minute. I'm not conducting class. I am sharing what Baba is making us aware. On the same, we should be aware of this practically. May you be loving, living in God's. This is too small word for me. But I remember it. Just be, stay lost in Baba's love. Stay in the lap of Baba's love and cooperation. What does it mean? Love and cooperation, lap. God does not have a lap. But lap, it is, means that He is carrying you. Feel it. Be it in it. Then everything is easy. So Baba is, when I say if I am in Baba's lap, how do you really see it that you are in Baba? Just one word. Keep yourself in Baba's lap. So do you remember any time being in the lap? Anywhere in your life do you remember? Do you see anyone in somebody's lap? A child is in the lap of the mother. A child is in the lap of mother. And child gets the cooperation of the mother in every aspect in the beginning. And our world begins. How? First is the relationship with the mother, and mother gives the awareness of the relationship of the father. So Baba, my world means, that as I come in this physical world, even in the Laukik life, in this life, okay, I don't remember the past life. I remember this life, and I see other people coming in this life. Their world begins, how? Taking birth. So, have I taken birth? Do I know my mother? Do I know my father? So Baba is my world only when I have this relationship with mother and father. And so in my new life, in this new birth, in this unique birth, in this special birth, alaukik birth, my birth itself is alaukik. How I am born? Is the body born or I am reborn? Body is not born again. But I am born means I got a new existence. I got the new awareness. A new birth means what? A new life. So when I realize that it is my new birth, it means my world begins. And who gave me this new birth? Shiv Baba through Brahma's mouth. So Brahma my mother, Shiv Baba my father. My world begins, Brahmin world begins with these two relationships of the mother and father. So the soul itself as originally exists with three powers, with three qualities, or three, its original energy's existence of man, mind, intellect and sanskaras. And sanskaras are there, mind is there, intellect is there, but now Baba is my world and Baba is my sanskar. So this is in this world. When I am born with my physical parents, sanskars are created through four different areas. Sanskar. First thing is that we carry the sanskar knowingly or unknowingly in an inherent personality of our parents. In the system, worldly sense, people have given the surname of their parents and grandparents. If someone is Goldsmith, they continue to write their name Goldsmith. Somebody is Schneider or Taylor, they continue to write their name Taylor. Somebody is, whatever their grandparents' name is, function was, action was, accordingly it is called their surname. And with that name they remember, I am so and so, but action is not there. Because what was a physical relationship? Though the grandfather, father is gone. Function is also gone. Action is gone. Sanskara is gone. But here we are the children of the eternal parents. So our sanskaras are on the basis of the eternal qualities and the function of God and Brahma. Adi Dev Brahma, Adam, and the Supreme Soul. So we are here on the physical world. So our qualities in the soul, original power in the soul in the form of sanskaras, his sanskaras come from the parents. If a child is born in a royal family, he knows some kind of natural personality, power, qualities will be royal in their life. And you can see this child has come from a very good personality person, from a good background. Parents are not there, but that personality reflects. The second aspect of sanskaras is from the education. The child parents send the school, the child in the school, that he can study very well in a good school, with good teacher, with good environment, and so that they say that developing personality, relationship with a good teacher. So God is my mother and father in the corporeal form and incorporeal form. And so God sanskaras, Baba, Shiv Baba sanskaras, and Baba, actually when Shiv Baba is Baba, but when we say Baba without name, then it is in Hindi, in one of the Indian language, Gujarati, Ba e Ba, Ba means mother. And Baba means father. God is my mother and father. But God is not, but God becomes my mother in a sense because of wisdom of God. Knowledge given by God comes through Brahma's mouth. So this is why Brahma is also my mother. And Shiv Baba is also my mother because he is the ocean of knowledge and knowledge has made me Brahmin. And I am Brahmin now. But knowledge is coming through Brahma. Just like the seed comes from the father, but the birth physical body takes through the mother. So knowledge came from Shiv Baba, but it came through the Brahma's mouth. So this is why my sanskaras are now both in the corporeal world. I am Brahmin. It means the sanskaras of purity. Brahma and Brahma means pure. So that's why Baba says, you don't only become pure in celibacy, brahmachari and brahmachari means your character, you follow Brahma Baba's action. Follow Brahma Baba and remember Shiv Baba. So the action of the soul is remembrance. How the sanskaras are formed? What is the method of creating sanskaras or reforming sanskaras? What is the seed of sanskar? The first lesson we learn. How are the sanskar created? So first step is the desire to do action. Action. When this action is repeating, it becomes a habit, adat. When habit is repeated again and again, it becomes nature. When nature works naturally again without any thinking, it's called sanskars. Action which was originally done, it becomes so natural that it expresses itself. So in the golden age, we take with us sanskars of happiness. Sanskaras of purity, sanskaras of soul consciousness. So our world, in this world, the first thing is the relationship. Baba, my world. So Baba is eternal. I, the soul, am eternal. From in this world, the first thing I get is the relationship with God. And my relationship with God, my mother and father. And so, Shiv Baba is benevolent, the son of knowledge, the ocean of knowledge. But what is his sanskaras? What is God's sanskaras? Selflessness. The ocean of love. And so this, when I realize that my parents' sanskaras are my sanskaras, but it will be seen only in when I put this practical thing in action again, again and again. I use this. If I don't use, if the soul does not act, how will it will become sanskaras? Am I body or a soul? What am I? A soul. And what is the act of the soul? What is the act of the soul? Thinking. The act of the soul means the act of the mind, the act of the intellect, and the act of the speciality or the power of the soul. So if Baba is my world, and Baba is my sanskar, so in this world when I have relationship with God, at this conference age, so the first thing in my world is my relationship of the soul. So my sanskaras will become only when my mind does it work. And my mind work is thinking. Feeling, experiencing, then is expression which becomes sanskaras. So am I thinking again and again that God is purifier, benevolent, loveful, ocean of peace, the ocean of knowledge. If I want to see God, my sanskaras, then I have to repeat, think again and again. And this thinking will change my other thinking, which I have adopted from the worldly sense, from the world, from matter, from people, from the world, from around of the five elements. So Baba is the seed. So God's sanskara is the ocean of knowledge, and is my sanskaras thinking, churning, feeling, experiencing, expressing. It is. But if I am not using it, sanskaras are merged, forgotten. You have the speciality, but we don't use it. Then Baba comes and reminds us. Reminds us that you were deities and you were pure. So my thinking. Second act of the soul is using the intellect. Faith in intellect. Am I really truly have a faith that yes, the child of the purifier is a pure, originally a pure soul. My original sanskaras are pure because I have come from the pure world. Baba is purifier because ever bodiless, but as I, the soul, originally in my personality, I am not body. Are we really body? No. We are a soul. And so the soul is in its original form from the soul world is its original quality, properties, purity and peace. So to believe and have faith, faith, believe it and act it accordingly. So what would be my understanding? It will not create any, would not take anything which is wrong. I will discriminate between right and wrong and now take only what God is teaching me, what knowledge is giving me. So Baba's Sanskara, Shiv Baba's Sanskara, benevolent, pure. Benevolent includes everything. Purifying is also benevolence. Love is also benevolence. Knowledge is also benevolence. As a total is benevolent. So am I doing the act which is good for me? If I am not benevolent to my own self, how can I be benevolent to others? So action is for to check whether my decision, what I am making, is really is truth. God is truth. And do I believe and act the truth? Or I want to make others happy and sometime I know it is not right and still I do the wrong things. God is almighty. Do I use this might in me, the might of truth? The right thing of righteousness? So to believe and act, then it becomes samskara. And if I only understand and not act because of people, because of maybe I am not getting respect from the world, because I am not accepted in the society, the original qualities, why it is that we are pulled again and again by people, by influence, because we begin to think that worldly people can give us something, or any human beings can give us something. But Baba is my world which gives me everything. But it is, when you come in the world, first you get everything from your parents. Your parents is your world. Your family is your world. And that gives you everything in practical life. So Baba creates, first makes us aware that you are my children. I am your eternal father. Don't consider the deities are your father or the great the religious founders are your father. You won't get anything from them. Because whatever you need, property or position, in this world, what is in the world people are looking for? Wealth and position. Health and respect. And Baba is giving us practical everything, but through the relationship of the teacher. In the world, you go through step by step in the relationships. So Baba is my mother and father, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. And so Brahma Baba also had very powerful sanskaras of Shiv Baba. That's why Baba chose him as his companion, as his co-creator. Our mother, Parabrahma Baba's partner, life partner, you call it. Shiv Baba's partner is Brahma Baba. And we are born through that. So what were Brahma Baba's samskaras in this physical world? Living in this world, and yet living a unique life of benevolence. I remember few stories of Brahma Baba which I heard through Nirmal Shanta Dadi, some through Brijendra Dadi, and practically I saw as well in Brahma Baba royalty in his personality, benevolence in his personality, uplifting others in his life. This was Brahma Baba's sanskar, a great donor, unlimited consciousness, with unlimited, not like my children only. Brahma Baba had a natural sanskar as of making someone's life divine. As Shiv Baba comes and what he does, we have been doing wrong things. But Baba makes us aware, oh, you were the children who were doing the best things in the world. You were divine beings. You were 16 celestial degrees pure. You were 100% pure. You were all virtuous. You were completely viceless. But we don't see any that sanskaras in us. We don't see, and he says, but you were. So he reminds us that. But what we don't have faith, really. If we have faith, we should have intoxication. We should remember the experience of, even we are not that faith, knowledge will create the experience. Or happiness, if not experience. Not memory, but some kind of being proud of that. I just want to ask one of you, or ask yourself, for example, your mother told you that, you know, you were born in this hospital, which is not so famous in the world. You were born here. And whenever you pass through that hospital and or you are getting a guest, what do you tell them? I was born in this hospital. My mother told me. Who told you? My mother told me I was born in this hospital. When? 50 years ago, 70 years ago. How do you know? And you are being so proud of that. This hospital is so famous. I was born here. You believe it? That palace was my great-great-grandparents' palace. But situations and this and that, this building is sold. But it was my great-great-grandparents' palace. How do you know this? And how do you remember that? What is this? Faith. You don't remember, and still you have faith. And what Baba is telling me, do I have faith? So then I can act accordingly, so my sanskaras become that. Only I think, sanskaras do not become sanskaras. So my behavior should be of that of benevolence, for myself as well as for others. And so Brahma Baba sanskara, I am telling you, what I wanted to say is, many different sanskaras, which are godly sanskaras, divine sanskaras. Baba was a diamond merchant. And he has this natural gift of right discrimination of the diamonds, real diamond and its value. Others will have come, his colleagues will ask from him before buying this, making a deal with other dealer, to check with him whether the value is right and the diamond is of right quality. One time someone brought some diamond and asked Baba, please can you check before I actually buy? I got this with some paying some money, but it is faith and trust, so but I would like to you give me final decision. Baba says it's evening time and better in the morning, tomorrow morning I see what how I understand about it. So this, as having trust, faith in each other, this person left the box with Baba. Baba had a very good relationship and trust in his assistants. He would, assistant will open the shop, close the shop. If the dust, even the dust of diamonds have is still value in it, so they will, everything he will leave it. Trained, he has trained his assistants. So Baba left the shop to the assistants and said, tomorrow morning, okay, keep this box. Tomorrow morning, then this person will come. He can collect it. So Baba used to do every day his regular spiritual prayers, or what you call it, Gita, used to read the Gita. And so after his every day's spiritual activity and breakfast, so he came and he asked for that box. Assistant didn't find the box, but two assistants were helping him. Where is this box gone? They ask each other, but we left it here. But where it is gone? So, little bit tension. Brahma Baba said, there is no need to have tension. The box is not gone. I said, but we cannot find it. We kept it here. Baba says, it is here, it has not gone. If somebody would have come to steal it, then the shop is full of diamonds, will not take the small box away. Just first have this thought, it's not gone, it's here. He made them relaxed. Then Baba said, call the small child. He had, assistant had two children, Ramu and Shamu. The younger son, Baba said, please call this child, Shamu, 7 years old and 9 years old, that kind of age of that. Baba asked him, child, where is this box? Shamu said, Dada, has Ramu told you? Immediately it was clear that the box was taken by the children. Baba did not say anything. He says, just only, where is the box? Just want to see. And these children, so the building was the box, the shop. From one room to another room, there is a ventilator system. The bricks, you can, this kind of ventilator, that air passes through. So these children had gone from the steps from the other room and kept that between this, because the box was small. And he brought it. Okay. Baba says, what would you like to do? What you wanted to do with this box? He said, Baba, Ramu told me that we can buy a lots of sweets with it. Baba says, okay, you want sweet? No problem, lots of sweet. Call Shamu as well. So then give me the list which kind of sweet you want. And they said, Rasgulla, this sweet which is actually made with milk and boiled this cheese in syrup. And the Calcutta is very famous of many different types of sweets. So Baba says, okay, every third day you come to me, so that not too much sweet either. And you give me the list what sweet you want, and you will get a box of sweet. He did not say any word to his assistant, see, this box was of somebody else, the person has given with, left with the trust, and why did, no question of why, what, whom, full stop, dot, and detached. As Shiv Baba is detached, but very knowledgeful, so he says, Jani Jananhar, he knows the samskaras, he has faith in his Brahma Baba, had trust his assistant, but knew children could do something. And this was when the intellect is clean and clear, you get the touching. And so Baba and these people said, if Brahma Baba would not have, every time when we came, he called us, he used to ask, he would give one education. This is the actually the people, those who have these two children, their experience. Now I think one, they passed to London, and one told his experience that if Baba would not have given us this training, perhaps he would have become robber or thieves. But Baba made our life. So he never said us that you, why what you did it was wrong, but he made us realize it was wrong. That one day he said that those who take without things asking, take away things and hide somewhere, then it creates tension in other people, and it's considered that it is stolen. And if somebody steals something, then they can go into the police, they can go in the jail. And when they go in the jail, parents will cry. What will happen? Yes, you don't want to give sorrow to your parents. No, we don't want to give sorrow to our parents. So children like, Baba spoke to them like a children-like language and make them feel it is wrong, but not saying, but why did you do it? Then he said one time, this is what he could remember. He says one time he said, those who do wrong things, then they get the bad habits, and then they don't study in school, then they have to work the digging the road. Would you do to like to do the work, road work? No, no, we would like to do business. And so he said, he gave us a very high vision and made us realize that we have to do right things. And this is what is called benevolence, without focusing on the weakness, but reminding what you have to do. So Shiv Baba also is doing the same. He's making us aware where we have gone by becoming body conscious and indulging in vices. But what you have to do now? You have to make your life divine, and you have to make others divine beings. You are establishing the deity religion, and you have to give power to the founder of the religions. So it is to stay in Baba. Baba's sanskara is ever benevolent, ever peaceful, ever loveful, powerful. And this is what it, our original sanskaras, to be constantly, that's Baba reminding us, constantly conscious of that, thinking and creating that feeling within the self. With faith. Brahma Baba had faith. As soon as Baba gave the vision of this, Aham Chaturbhuj Tattvam, this Vishnu vision he had, Vishnu's vision, and he heard this verse, I, the form, arm, figure, Vishnu, are you? First Baba couldn't understand. But gradually understood what it means. It's not that he became four-armed person. But he understood what it is, the meaning. And so Brahma Baba, sanskaras was to understand and believe in and act accordingly. So what is Vishnu? Is not just a figure of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is our aim and object. Our aim and object is to become perfect, a person with harmony and happiness. Our sanskaras are of happiness, because when we believe the truth that I am a soul and I am immortal and eternal energy, will I have a fear of anything? I have fear of not being respected or not being accepted, small fears, or not being perhaps successful, or not being this kind of fear. Instead of faith, we have fear in body consciousness. But actually the soul, in soul consciousness, have the samskaras of fearlessness because it's immortal, eternal. So Baba is my sanskaras, and then in this so is the world. And that is the world of truth and happiness. Satyuga is my world, real world, which is Brahma Baba's world. And soul world is my real world of eternal home, because that is my father's world. Baba's world is my world. So Baba's world is incorporeal, and in my incorporeal stage, I am a shining star with my five bright qualities. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, and happiness. When these five, knowledge, purity, peace, love, and bliss, when this is truth in my life, I make it truth, because God is truth. So do I believe this is true, and I act accordingly, then my sanskaras will become that. So we create sanskaras by making Baba my world, Baba my sanskar. Practically, Baba is merciful, loveful. On one side, he gives us the karma philosophy very clearly. Other side, he is the ocean of love, merciful. So Baba is also making us as merciful for the whole world. Cruelty is not our sanskaras. Violence is not our sanskaras. God's sanskaras is love. Brahma's sanskaras is non-violence. Shiva Baba is, because of silence, his sanskaras are to stay in silence and yet being knowledgeful. Same is in our sanskaras. That by being knowledgeful, we become silent. When knowledge is clear in the by being knowledgeful, we become the embodiment of silence. How? Using the knowledge in every time, in every action, there is clarity. And when clarity is there, why, what, where, how, questions stop. When clarity is not, there is confusion. When clarity is not, there is this doubt. When clarity is not there, then we don't accept the things. So, first thing, God is knowledgeful and He is helping us as a teacher to create the sanskaras of clarity and truth. So, when I recognize the truth, the soul is immortal, originally it is pure, and we practice this, it will come into our action. And Brahma Baba did this. So following Brahma Baba, his actions, his thoughts, his sanskaras in our practical life, we are able to then create the sanskaras with this godly company. Today Baba said, it is the color of the company from outside, the Sangha. What is that? Then how we create our world? Our world we create with by being in the company or companionship in the world. And so Baba is my world because Baba is my friend. And Baba's qualities are my company. Baba is my companion. Baba is my company. Means Baba's qualities, Baba's power. And that is my canopy, my protection. God, my companion, godly powers. God, my companion, because now He becomes my companion at this time. I belong to God, God belongs to me. And when we begin to experience all relationships with Baba, as is the company, so is the color. We adopt the sanskaras of that. So how to create sanskaras? By having friendship with God. Having God's company all the time. Communication with Him. Being in this environment. And also, family is also the world. Baba has created a family as well. We are a family together. We are friends together. We are Brahmin community together. So this is our world, this Brahmin world. We are as children of Brahma in the Brahmin world. And we are from the family, original family, Vishnu family. 5,000 years ago, our sanskaras of that is divinity. Confluence age, our sanskaras is spirituality and purity. Golden age, sanskaras of divinity, natural divinity, natural royalty. Satyugi sanskaras, divinity and royalty. Brahmin sanskaras, peace and purity. And this comes only when I become Baba's child, I become godly student, and I follow the truth, the true light, the Satguru. We create sanskaras in this way. So in one sentence, if I create and experience all relationships with Baba, still I am reminding again the blessings. Not only keeping in the lap of love and cooperation, but also all relationships with Baba, we are able to have the same samskaras. Because as is the company, you go into bad company, you create the same habits. Habits become repetition, become samskaras. And I'm keeping myself in company of God in all different relationships, then naturally, regularly that practice make my samskaras also with dignity, not with fear, not with tension, but with intoxication, happiness. So our original samskaras, which carry with us, is the bliss, happiness, natural happiness. God is Sat Chit Anand. Truth, living truth and bliss. When His truth is there, there is no fear. When truth is there, there is authority. When truth is there, is respect. When truth is there, there is no need to prove anything. It is proving itself with its qualities. Okay. So, samskaras from parents, with education, the knowledge that Baba is giving every day, it is the education makes our understanding clear, and then we perform action with right understanding and with right faith. Then company, Brahmin company, and godly qualities and God's company, and most important is our original eternal sanskaras or qualities or powers of the soul, which we put more and more these qualities in action, then godly sanskaras and our sanskaras, satyugi divine sanskaras of Brahma or royal sanskaras of Brahma or donor of sanskaras, giving donation, bestower of blessings, our sanskaras become same. So the whole in the world, what we get in the whole world, world is health, wealth, happiness. In other world, wealth comes from matter. All the money that you get, how do you get? It is material thing now. Whatever business you do, any business you do, whether you are shipping or whether you are doing the road transport business or you are doing in the flying sky business, it's the elements. Or you are a farmer, it's again elements. And our business is when going beyond the elements. The more we practice to be bodiless, the more healthy, wealthy we become, the more virtuous we become, more respectful, respect-worthy and praiseworthy we become. So we live in a unique world, a different world with a different aim and different vision. Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you. Chalo. I am thinking that it's enough to hear, or still you have, I want to ask any question, okay, 10 minutes I can give for question answer. Yes. But you have to come and speak here because of my hearing. Just come here with me. Isko yahan do. Sister, you come up and you have to speak on this side with me up because of my physical organs are wonderful. They want rest. Go beyond sound.
Om Shanti Vivi.
Yeah.
You took. Thank you for this wonderful class, first of all. Thank you for your wonderful class, first of all. And secondly, I would like to, if you can give us very practical tips about how to develop our relationship with Baba.
How
to develop our relationship with Baba.
How to develop our own?
All our relationship with Baba.
With Baba.
Okay. Practical tips.
Practical is, how do we develop relationship with Baba, our own relationship with Baba? How practically we develop the relationship with each other? Communication. Without communication, you cannot create relationship. One word is communication. Brahma, Shiv Baba communicates with us every day. 45 minutes or 1 hour. How much I communicate with him? Murli is not only, it's one-way communication. This relationship is only temporary. And with the trust he speaks, you are my children, you are soul. He's seeing us sitting in the body. and full of body consciousness. He knows that the body consciousness has covered us. And we have become so dark. But he is still saying, you are a shining star, you are a diamond. So it creates a relationship with our reality. If we are deceived, we break the relationship. If there is anything false, we break the relationship. But God has faith in us. So in the same way, communication and also trust, faith. So practice for a few days. The whole day is Murli, but Baba has spoken only few points from that. And speak to Baba, Baba, you said this. And then ask him the question. Don't ask anybody else. Read Murli again and you will get the answer in it. You feel this, no? You have said. If any question is there, pick up any Murli or any piece of literature. Answer will be there. Because he knows it beforehand, whatever questions are. So communication and faith, these two things are the basis of relationship. Like human beings as well as God's relationship, the same. Anything else, anyone else want to ask? Okay. So 5 minutes meditation then? Or 10 minutes meditation is okay with the sound system? Yes? Yes, okay. As Baba always says, child, say this, Baba, I belong to you, you belong to me. These are not the words. These are not God's words to please us. These are the real. So do I really have this? If I belong to him, what do I lack? He belongs to me. Nothing is missing. I belong to him. I don't look for anything get from anybody else. And then you get what you want actually. Knowledge, love, respect. To act practically. It does not mean that I don't do anything. I belong to him, he belongs to me. It's not like that. Belonging makes it active actually. One thing to understand, belonging does not make us inactive. Belonging makes us more active because he is ever active. Then practical experiences there of qualities. Believe that you are a being of love and lightness. Believe and be a soul. And longing for everything comes to an end. Experiences puts full stop to everything. So be longing. No more longing, but be it. Child means inheritance. Students means capable. Follower means blessed. I am a worthy child. I the blessed child of the Supreme Being. Just explore these three words, three expressions, beloved, worthy, and blessed. Beloved child, worthy, capable child, and blessed child. What makes me beloved child? What makes me worthy child? What makes me blessed child? Different relationship, the father, the teacher and Sadguru. But then explore it. Think of, feel it, analyze yourself, find out, do the workshop with your own self. Or maybe amongst each other as well. Okay. Om Shanti.